Contagram is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Let's get ready to mumble. Yeah, you remember that? Yeah, it's let's get ready to rumble, but after last night's debate, it was let's get ready to mumble. That's all, folks. Yeah. Wow. I know, if you watched it, I kind of felt like I had an obligation to, and I spent a lot of time going, oh, my God, and laughing my head off. We'll get to that here in a bit. Right now, we need your support at the Power Malt. Power Hour J will be on the show with us at noon to make sure that you support the Power Mall. Because we're going to be taking your calls based on testimonials of products that you have used off the Power Mall and why you should get them. We have 10% off of Miracle 2 soaps and neutralizers this week and 10% off OptiVita products. And you spend, and of course the sale prices are already marked on the Power Hour, on my show notes, but on the Power Mall, when you go in and you check out, if you're going to shop online, the prices are already there. You spend $300, you get $220 off your order. $300, you get $20 off your order. If you order anything from Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice, which automatically apply at checkout because they drop ship and it means you get them real quick. We have some prayer requests this morning. Nicole M. of New Smyrna Beach, Florida. Remember, I told you about her before. She's a self-employed person serving the disabled, and she's been battling an aggressive bone cancer and begins stem cell transplant procedures a week from today on the 5th of July. Apparently, a woman named Diane has taken a bad fall and broken three ribs and tore her aorta valve, which is pretty serious. That's actually an artery. I'm not sure. You know, we got some misprints here and I'm having to read through it. But anyway, we'll lift that situation up for both Nicole and Diane, that the Father can be with them and help them through the healing process. This is what they've chosen to do. And the Father does heal, which is a good thing. If I can just ask for those things in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Of course, we have the powerhour.com community tab where you can join the forum or put in a prayer request, a number of different things. If you need to get a hold of the Power Mall by phone, we're open right now, 877-817-9829. Jay is standing by. Linda will be taking over at noon while Jay's on the air with me, just so you know who you're talking to, all right? We have partners you can shop with on the Power Hour tab. Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. Use the partner tab, and it will connect you with all the links, and we get a little something-something every time you buy from them. Ron Gullett joins us. He used to live in Pennsylvania, helped Justin Noble with some information in his book. We have some news stories to talk about. I spent some time talking to Ron about what happened to his wife. Pretty serious. She's dead, and it's because of what he's going to talk about on the show. That she's dead. It has a lot to do with what Justin Noble said about this fracking and oil drilling and whatnot on the show last week. So, yeah, it's pretty strange stuff. 4 minutes after the hour, moving along in world news, Iranians are going to the polls today, voting for new president following the death of Ebrahim Raisi in a helicopter crash. Choices, of course, are limited. The election coincides with the escalating regional tension due to war between Israel and Iran's allies in Hamas and Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon. And of course, the election is unlikely to bring a major shift in the Islamic Republic's policies. Its outcome could influence the succession to Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's 85-year-old supreme leader, had been in power since 1989. Khamenei called for a high turnout to offset a legitimacy crisis fueled by public discontent over economic hardship and curbs on political and social freedom. Well, you got to look at it this way. If people look at Iran as some sort of a third world troublemaker, well, and the sanctions hit and the economy is going to suck. And I mean, it's just the way it is. And Khamenei should understand that. Calling for a high turnout to offset a legitimacy crisis fueled by public discontent. I mean, these people created this on their own by who they chose to pick sides with. Argentina, meanwhile, their lower chamber of deputies gave final approval to President Javier Milei's key reform bill, delivering the libertarian president his big first legislative win. Marine Le Pen, she's the populist right leader in France, says her party would use the commanding position it is predicted to soon enjoy in the French parliament to block President Emmanuel Macron from deploying soldiers to Ukraine. He's, of course, kept saying that he was going to do it, committing French troops there. But France is 2 days from kicking off a week-long two-round parliamentary election in which the anti-war populists, the National Rally, led by Marine Le Pen, are polled to come first. And they're going to use the power of the pen and block funding so that French troops can't go over there. That's pretty much how it's going to work. More than 100 pharma plants have shut down in India amid a quality crackdown. The National Drug Regulator conducted inspections after cough syrup made in the country was linked to deaths in kids. India's drug regulator carried these inspections out at hundreds of pharmaceutical plants after cough syrup produced in the country and exported worldwide was linked to the deaths of dozens of children. Major UK high street banks hit by payment issues. Oops. Thousands of UK bank customers have been hit by payment problems affecting some of the biggest high street lenders, including HSBC, that's the Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Company, Nationwide, Barclays, Virgin Money, all were affected by issues with the system that operates payments between individuals and firms. These would be called clearinghouses in our term. The group overseeing the payments of the issue causing the problems has now been fixed, and the payment backlog has been cleared. And, of course, everybody complained about it. 7 minutes after the hour. See, we got rid of the world news pretty quick out of the way here. Whether it matters to you or not really is not the whole point of this. What matters is what's going on here in this country, because as the word says, take the speck out of your own eye before you take it out of your brother's, right? What a lot of specks to pass around last night. Yeah, we had a freight train derail in Chicago. Yep, Village of Madison, Illinois. Located in Cook County, 30 miles south of the Windy City, started evacuating people after the derailment. Everybody thought, oh, hazmat situation, hazmat crews are on the scene. You guys need to get out of here. Take your medications and supplies with you. Metro trains, electric trains from Chicago to University Park were affected for several hours. And then they found out, well, don't look like any hazmat material on board. So go ahead. This is a Canadian National Railway freight train that did this. A judge in California has awarded two American children who were detained by U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents. What were they trying to do? Cross the U.S.-Mexico border to go to school. They had passports. CBP held them. Didn't call the mom who lives in Mexico. Has a Visa card. The children had valid U.S. passports. They showed them to the agents when they tried to cross the border to go to school, and the agents go, held them for hours. I mean, we're talking about over a day. And the judge says, you know what? This whole thing, one of the CBP officers who interviewed the daughter in private did so without a witness or recording of the incident, violating its own policy, leading to a false confession. Judge threw the book at him. They're getting over $1 million in compensation. Now maybe they'll be able to go to a decent school. U.S. Supreme Court, busy yesterday and today. Yesterday, it decided to dismiss Idaho's appeal against the lower court ruling that granted an exception to its strict abortion law for abortions deemed to be medical emergencies. This allows the situation to move forward while it's appealed and then argued in the lower courts. Supreme Court also ruled against the Securities and Exchange Commission's use of in-house administrative courts, holding that defendants who face civil penalties have to get a jury trial under the Seventh Amendment of the Constitution. Going in, according to the case SEC versus Jarchese, the odds were stacked against him, according to Justice Gorsuch, who wrote the opinion, heavily criticizing SEC's in-house tribunals. Nothing but a jackbooted thug fascist star chamber, pretty much. U.S. Supreme Court also blocked OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy settlement that would have shielded its wealthy Sackler family owners from lawsuits based on their role in the nation's deadly opioid epidemic. Amazing how that works, huh? Pete Arredondo, here's some, this could be considered good news, maybe. Do you remember the former Uvalde school police chief and one of the officers there? Well, he's been indicted by a grand jury on 10 counts of felony child endangerment and abandonment and booked into the county jail briefly before he's released on bond. And one of the officers, Adrian Gonzalez, was also indicted on multiple similar charges. This is because of their failure to go in and take out that bloody shooter. The indictments were kept under seal until the men were in custody. Now, we've gotten through all that at 11 minutes after the hour. Let's get on to what happened last night. Old news, and we mean old news. Let's get ready to mumble. Yep, the 2024 presidential debate farce at CNN. Don't worry, its numbers are going to go back down now to under 350,000. They don't have that many listeners out there. They think they're all that, plus a bag of chips. And I'll tell you what, Biden and Trump presented competing visions and narratives. Really? That's what you call them? Wow. The debate was at times punctuated by ad hominems and tentative responses. That what they call them? Two presumptive nominees debated key policies from immigration to abortion? Really? Wow. Corn pop debated egocentric Trump on three different questions. Trump failed to answer each of them point for point. Yes or no? Are you going to do this or not? He could have said no. And then let me get on to this one. He didn't do that. He didn't even answer the question. Guess what CNN did? They put the questions up on the screen in an effort to call out both candidates who seemed to ignore the questions in favor of attacking each other's pasts, egos, political blunders, conviction records. Oh, yeah. I'm surprised Trump didn't bring up Ashley Biden's diary and accuse Joe Biden of being a pedophile. Why didn't he do that? See, he had every opportunity to nail this guy and say, okay, you want to sit there and talk about the fact I'm a groper? Hey, you're a pedophile, buddy. I mean, whoa, we really could have given CNN a run for their money. Nope, that didn't happen. Trump spent way too much time patting himself on the back for all the junk he did when he was in office rather than stating what he would do if he was elected. That's what CNN was leaning towards. Their questions to Trump also seemed to be baiting the former president into a trap, which Trump didn't fall for. See, we got to look at the other side of the coin. However, Trump did play into Biden's weakness in the area of cognitive decline when he pointed out that he, Trump, took two cognitive tests and passed them with flying colors, and Biden took none. And then they start arguing about their golf handicap. I mean, give me an effing break. I was not impressed with any of this stuff. I spent more time laughing and rolling around in my seat. Couple of morons that can't even get the, this is what we have to vote for. I mean, it's a little too late now. Now they're talking about, and this is something that, of course, Donna Brazile, this DNC pundit. Oh yeah, Biden's going to be our nominee of choice. Really? I think all this is nothing but hogwash right up until Chicago happens, and they may just end up putting in Newsom and Hillary Clinton. You watch. There's all sorts of stuff that are going on here. They're sitting there saying, well, Biden could have a medical emergency, and yeah, he had a medical emergency, all right. You want to hear some of the medical emergency? I got a clip right here for you. I'm only going to play one because we got too much other stuff to go through, and I don't want to give these two jokers the time of day, so let's roll the clip.
Look, there's so many young women who have been, including a young woman who just was murdered, and he went to the funeral. The idea that she was murdered by an immigrant coming in. They talk about that. But here's the deal. There's a lot of young women are being raped by their in-laws, by their spouses, brothers and sisters, it's just ridiculous. And they can do nothing about it. And they try to arrest them when they cross state lines.
Thank you.
There have been many young women murdered by the same people he allows to come across our border. We have a border that's the most dangerous place anywhere in the world, considered the most dangerous place anywhere in the world. And he opened it up, and these killers are coming into our country, and they are raping and killing women. And it's a terrible thing.
Yeah, that was it. I really don't want to play anymore because, I mean, Biden stumbled around on so many different things. It sounded like Porky Pig, you know? Seriously. And of course, afterwards, Jill's like, oh, Joe, you answered all the questions. What a good boy. You condescending witch. Huh. And of course, Biden's incoherent debate performance heightened fears over his age. This is all the analysis. I mean, they were scrambling all the Democratic pundits, John King, rather, on CNN. They had a whole panel of people out there scrambling, freaking out over what happened. I mean, to try to limit, it's called damage control. It might be the only debate. They may say, let's not put him back on. You know, Biden says, oh, I have a cold. No, he was hoarse. All right. What was interesting is that Trump did manage to control himself and not go, you know, except for once I caught the two of them trying to talk over each other's microphone because CNN, I mean, I can't believe it. Reading off of their notes. They couldn't actually look at the candidate and ask a question. Both of these hanyaks had to sit there and look at their notes, and all you could see was Dana Bash's eyeshadow. She hardly looked up at these candidates at all, other than to sit there and listen to them go at each other. Unbelievable. Biden voters, you know, it depends on who you're talking to. The Biden surrogates left the CNN spin room. All the Trump team was there answering questions, but nobody from Biden's campaign was there to talk to the media at all. That's pretty bad. You know, and of course, when Newsom, Crockett, and Warnock finally showed up, you know, not much to say. But Donna Brazile insists that he's going to be their candidate. Oh, my goodness. What a joke. Before we move on to the world of economy, Walgreens, by the way, going to close 650 to 700 underperforming stores in the U.S. Hope you just caught that. That's how bad our economy is. Not only do we have a drug shortage, but now Walgreens is closing 650 to 700 underperforming stores across the country. Imagine that. Debbie in Indiana, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. I was talking to my daughter-in-law a couple days ago, and she was opening up cans of whole kernel corn, and she said one of them was like 2 years old, but the newer one had something in it that said may cause cancer.
Why? I would think more so botulism.
And then I got couple other things I'll do them quick. There's a lady that keeps calling me about a property I don't have. So she called yesterday, and I said, call the White House. Joe Biden can help you. And then Monday, my kid go to Walmart to get a couple of things, and a female officer had a lady laying on the ground. I guess she was shoplifting. She tried to run. Caught her, and she kept saying, I gotta pee. The lady officer told her, piss your pants.
She did.
Everybody was walking by and laughing.
Oh, my. I guess she should have gone to the restroom before she kiped something. Yeah, I know. Well, oh, darn. But you see, Debbie, this is indicative of what is going on in America now and why people are doing what they're doing. I mean, shoplifting at Walmart. I mean, 70% of all the crap on their grocery store shelves is ultra-processed food, much of it with mRNA and GMO and God knows what else in there. And why they would go to Walmart to rip stuff off is beyond me, unless it's hard goods. which most of which are made in China, I would suspect, because, you know, after Sam Walton died, everything went to hell in a handbasket. So I appreciate your call, Debbie. Thanks so much for that little enlightenment here on this Friday. Newsom, by the way, has signed an emergency fiscal declaration in the state of California, saying all the tax revenues failed to meet expenditures by tens of billions of dollars for this in the upcoming fiscal year. $46.8 billion, as a matter of fact. And, you know, I like to know, I really like to see how they're going to balance the budget. More people I know personally are leaving the state now because of this. I mean, tell us something we already didn't know. And you want to put Hillary and Newsom in as the presidential candidate to substitute them in after what Newsom's done to California? Really? The guy that can make devil horns out of his slicked up hair? For those of you thinking you're going to get a refund, guess what? A backlog at the IRS identity theft cases is growing, hitting a half a million in April alone. 500,000 identity theft cases, leading some taxpayers not get refunds, not seeing their cases resolved for years, according to a new report from National Taxpayer Advocate Aaron Collins. The Taxpayer Advocate Service is an independent organization within the IRS that issues two annual reports to Congress, reporting findings and making recommendations on how to fix them. Now the average resolution time for all these cases, more than 22 months. Yeah, good luck with that. NFL is going to have to pay $4.7 billion in damage claims to all these Sunday ticket subscribers. They overcharged them. NFL's going to appeal it. Should the NFL not win its appeal, it's going to end up paying damages, each of which would cost the 32 teams approximately $449.6 million each. Ooh, that's a hit. Yep. How many quarterbacks that can't pay now? For those of you shopping for the 4th of July, the Farm Bureau is reporting, and I always put, oh my God, not burnt weenies again. Oh, that's right. Average cost for a 4th of July cookout has gone up. Why? Well, we all know that. Higher inflation. And please, it's not necessary to rip off a package of hot dogs. I mean, if you're that desperate, I'm sure there's a food bank around somewhere. I can't believe that, Debbie. I have to pee. Yeah, you should have thought about that before you ripped off the store. Independence Day cookout for 10 people, as if this is what we're going to do. Remember a long time ago when the COVID thing, oh, you can't get together for Independence Day because you'll give it to grandma. Yeah, yeah. Maybe grandma's immoral and you're going to give her a case of gonorrhea. No, no, you can't go because of COVID. You have to wear a mask. You have to get the shots. You have to get the boot. Oh, guess what they're doing now? Oh, there's a new variant out, a new variant strain. CDC is doing the lions and tigers and bears thing again, putting out the scare tactic on LB.1. Oh, yeah, and then CDC advisors unanimously recommend everybody go out and get the new COVID jabs to nearly all Americans. Yeah, which one are all Americans? Registered voters and immunocompromised? That the one that have to go out and get the shot so they can't vote because they're sick? They have to stay in their house because of the damn vaccine with mRNA garbage in it? Is that why? How's that work? Oh my. Yeah, and you know, I really, after all this nonsense going on with our colleges in America, according to the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center, college and university enrollment has decreased by 1.5 million students, roughly, or 7.4% of the past decade. And why is that? Well, declining birth rates. There won't be enough students for every school. College and university decision makers across the nation must have known about this population trend 20 years ago, since most of them were probably behind it anyway, along with the New World Order, Kissinger and everybody else. I mean, seriously. Private schools had conversations about merging or sharing services to survive, but no. That didn't happen. You see, this is why I like the trade schools, folks. I like homeschooling at trade schools because your kids can actually pick a career where they actually is a demand for services because people got to survive. Anybody having to do with HVAC, food, water, shelter, anything having to do with that, solar installation, any of that stuff, anybody, this is the kind of stuff you want to go to trade school for, because people got to have a place to live, which means if you learn carpentry and construction and specific stuff like what I do with steel sips building, yeah. I mean, you want to talk about energy efficient homes, these certainly are. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Food, water, shelter, most important things. And if you can get any kind of a degree or a trade school in that, even you don't have to go to any kind of four-year institution to get that kind of training, folks. You know, you can start out in your own 4-H group. So you don't hear about 4-H too much, do you? 10 big banks have settled interest rate swaps rigging litigation. Oh, yeah. Rigging interest rates, huh? Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase. They're going to pay $46 million to settle a long-running antitrust lawsuit accusing them of conspiring to rig the now $465.9 trillion market for interest rate swaps. Who else is involved? Barclays, BNP Paribas, Citigroup, Deutsche Bank. I call them douche bank. You can call them what you want. Morgan Stanley, NatWest, UBS. Oh, yeah. Credit Suisse. Oh, they're all at HSBC. They're all in on it. This is why we have this quadrillion-dollar securities problem that could collapse. Give it time. This will force them to have to go digital now. This is what they're hoping for. That things get so over-diluted, they fall apart. The whole system just goes, and then, oh, it looks like we got to bring in blockchain and CBDCs and all that good stuff. The DOJ has announced criminal charges against nearly 200 people in a nationwide crackdown on healthcare fraud schemes and all these false claims, totaling $2.7 billion in intended losses. In an Arizona case, two people, Alexander Gerke and Jeffrey King, owners of several wound care companies, were charged with various counts of conspiracy, healthcare fraud, getting kickbacks, money laundering. Oh, yeah, they bill hundreds of millions of dollars for expensive amniotic grafts, which are dressings to help heal wounds. Nurse practitioners were allegedly pressured to apply the wound grafts to elderly patients who didn't need them, including some were in hospice care, for crying out loud. They're on their way out the door. DOJ said 193 others were charged in a series of separate cases brought over about 2 weeks in a nationwide healthcare fraud sweep, $2.75 billion in intended losses, $1.6 in actual losses. Authorities got more than $230 million in cash, luxury cars, and other assets as part of the seizures. The Supreme Court has blocked Purdue Pharma opioid bankruptcy settlement. Yeah, why is that? Because the individual Sackler family that's behind Purdue Pharma didn't bother to file bankruptcy on their own. No, they just dumped on the company. Yeah, not going to happen, according to the Supreme Court. We have an article also about 11 dry cereals you shouldn't eat unless you're woke mommy trying to kill your kids. You never know. I mean, look at them stuffing their faces. General Mills, Quaker, Kellogg's, Honey Smacks, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, Golden Crisp, French Toast Crunch, Reese's Puffs, Lucky Charms, Rice Krispies, Raisin Bran, Jif Peanut Butter Cereal, and Corn Pops. Lucky Charms. Hey, Heike, they're always after me, Lucky Charms. Yeah, they are, because they got all this GMO, all this heavy amounts of sugar, other harmful ingredients, some names you can't even pronounce. Wow. And, of course, we have an article on the science behind starting your meals with protein or veggies. Might be a good idea. Yeah, if you figure out why you got low blood sugar, that may be part of the problem. Yep, we'll be back on the other side of the break here with Ron Gullett. Going to talk about what happened to his wife because of this oil and fracking garbage. Be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 34 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. here Central Time, where we are on this Friday. Now, of course, you know, there's some feel-good aspects to things and not-so-feel-good aspects to things, because people want to call this Feel-Good Friday. Well, there are certain situations you need to be aware of, and that is things that don't feel good, and it doesn't feel good when you are diagnosed and pass away from acute myeloid leukemia. This is a condition that has been linked to exposure to toxic fracking chemicals. And this outline was written in an article in The Defender, which is published by Children's Health Defense News and Views. And it's talking about big energy exclusive for decades. He railed against fracking. Now his wife has a type of cancer linked to fracking chemicals. Now, this was written in June 29th of last year, which is about 1 year ago. 2 years ago, Ron Gulla, who joins us now, his wife was diagnosed with this and passed away from acute myeloid leukemia. And Ron is here to share this ongoing fight that he has had with fracking, oil drilling, and the whole gamut of stuff that Justin Noble talked about on the show. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Thank you, David.
You know, I read this article that Suzanne Burdick put out almost a year ago tomorrow. And I'm just like shaking my head going, man, I mean, how many other people don't know about this?
There are so many people throughout the world that do not know, but the numbers are growing. I've been speaking out against this for nearly two decades, and I used to work in the oil and gas industry. I worked for Hughes Tool Company. I worked for another company that I sold Ingersoll Rand, downhole hammers and bits. I also sold drilling rigs. So I'm versed in it. When I worked for Hughes Tool Company, we would go on the rigs and we would document every well that was drilled. And you would go into the IADC book, International Association of Drilling Contractors, and that is the log for that well. That's everything that goes wrong. And, of course, everything that is done on the well. So, and that's how the government keeps track of the rig count. That's how Wall Street has the rig count listed every day, offshore and land rigs. So, I have been documenting for nearly two decades. Once they drilled, because I was the second test well in Pennsylvania, and they lied to us about everything. The lease was a complete lie. And then people would say, well, did you get a lawyer? Did you get a lawyer? The lawyers had no idea what was going on in our area, in Washington County, Pennsylvania, when they came to town and started leasing the land back in 02. They had no idea they were going to do horizontal drilling. I was a second test well. With my drilling background, I figured out what they were doing.
Oh, my. So you had four of these drilled on your farm, right?
Correct. And then they lied to us. Here was their hook. Their hook was, if you sign a lease, you get 350,000 cubic feet of gas free a year. Well, my grandparents both had old vertical wells drilled back in the 1900s, and they weren't drilled. They were, you know, back then they didn't have rotary rigs. They used cable tools. Total different technology where, you know, it was up and down. You drop the heavy weight down and you fracture the rock. And then you bail it out with water, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, I did not sign a lease right away. I held back. Everyone was signing leases because they came to our township and they had a meeting at the municipal building. But before all that happened, an individual that contacted us, and you'll love this part, when this all started with the leasing, who in the world do you think contacted us? An individual from the Farm Bureau.
Oh, my. Well, now the other thing, Ron, that gets me, though, is the stuff that they were using to build a road to access one of the rigs. And when the rain came, the water mixed with this mill slag that they used as a byproduct of steel manufacturing. And this stuff washed off the roadway and ran into your family's water well. I mean, you tested your well. Did you find arsenic and all this other junk in it?
No, because the reason why the DEP did not test my water well. Here's what happened. Range Resources had their people come in, which they used Environmental Lab Services out of Indiana, Pennsylvania. And when they came to test some of the wells, and I had that pond, it was almost a three-acre pond, I wanted all that, you know, naturally they're going to test all that, right? It would make sense, right? It's a logical thing to do because you're going to drill on my property, so we need a baseline. A lot of people did not know you need to have a baseline before they come on your property. And you've got to have a very certified lab and someone that you can trust. And that's where we ran into a big hurdle. Where the DEP, just so that you know and the folks know, when the DEP came to our township and had a meeting with the supervisors, I knew the supervisors. I also sold heavy equipment at that time, and I worked for a John Deere dealership. And I called on all governmentals. So I knew the one, supervisor very well, and he came on my farm and he deer hunted and stuff. And he said, Ron, he said, we just had a meeting with the range and lawyers and DEP representative, and this is in 06. And DEP said, the rep from the DEP said, Larry Grimm, who is now deceased, he told me the mission statement of the DEP was they are here to promote the drilling.
Mm-mm. So the thing is, you saw fracking wastewater from these well pads. The sites basically were flowing, toxic chemicals were going into the soil, into streams. You saw vegetation in the fish pond downhill from the well pads turn yellow and die. The fish were dying. Deer drinking out of the water were dying. Neighboring cattle were dying. And you're starting to talk about this at the John Deere dealership you worked for, and they fired you.
Well, they let me go. That's correct. They let me go, and because I was talking to the employees regarding fracking, and some of the folks that worked at our dealership were being approached by landmen and women. So when my boss called me in and said, I don't want you talking to any of the employees about fracking. And I said, excuse me? I said, they're asking me questions. I said, they need to know what's really going on. You heard what I said. I said, yes, I heard what you said. I said, but you're not going to tell me what I can say and what I can't say. And several weeks to a month later, they let me go. And I was going on my 20th year. And he was the new manager, and long story short, the lawsuit that I'm in against Howard Hanna Real Estate, Howard Hanna, his brother was married to Hottie Hanna's daughter.
Okay, now,
does that have any reflection on anything? Well, you know what? People talk, right? So, the whole story is... It's so incredible, and
Ron, I don't mean to interrupt, but you know, I want to try to get to some of these things that people don't understand. Years ago, I was reporting on benzene and the fact that it was causing deaths for people who were living near or around these wells. These chemicals that are used in drilling basically have these carcinogens in them: benzene, formaldehyde, arsenic, acrylamide, naphthalene, ethylene glycol, which can damage the kidneys, nerves, and respiratory systems. Ethylene glycol, I mean, basically, isn't that antifreeze?
Well, it's worse than antifreeze. And that you brought that point up, I had my water tested around the water. See, some of the wells were leaking, so they either had bad casing or they had bad cement jobs, and that happens all the time. You know, I used to talk to guys from Halliburton. I used to talk to guys from Dowell, and Dowell was sold out to Schlumberger years ago. Well, I had my water tested outside the well casing on Gula number 6, which was a vertical well. They covered all around the wellhead with 2B limestone, which is, we'll say, an inch to maybe an inch and a half in you know, diameter or what have you, length. Well, anyway, I would go up there. I was always checking things and documenting and taking pictures. And the water, I kicked a stone because they dressed it up around a wellhead with the limestone, and I kicked that stone away from the wellhead because there was some water sitting there, and I noticed a small bubble. A couple come, you know, came up, and I'm like, okay. So I kicked it away with my boot, and the water settled out somewhat, but it was black, and it just was bubbling slowly. So there was an issue. So if it's bubbling outside the well casing, then where else is it? Let me see, my water aquifer to my water well, my pond. Well, I had that water tested by Bayer Corporation, a scientist that worked there, and he already knew what was going on because he lived in Wetzel County, West Virginia, and he was already testing for VOCs. Mm. And he had I think he had another individual doing some of the testing. But long story short, I got my results, and he had 15 or 16 people in our area. We had their waters tested, and through Bayer, I had all the BTEXs high limits. I had benzene, ethylbenzene, oxyxylene, what else?
Benzene, well, I mean,
toluene, xylene.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's a laundry list. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah, the toluene.
What happened with the kids at Cannon McMillan? Yeah, what happened with the Cannon McMillan School District in Washington County? What happened?
That's what I was going to bring.
A bunch of kids are going to die of this stuff.
Well, I've been documenting, like I said, for nearly two decades, the amount of cattle that have died, and I'm just one person doing this. So if you had multiple people canvassing county after county, it's the same scenario from state to state to state. It's just a different town, a different state, a different county. And the children are dying. There was an individual, a rad expert. His name is Joe Mangano. I think he's from, New Jersey. And he did a study in Pennsylvania of eight top drilled counties, and he found a 35% increase in childhood cancers. Well, Ken and Mac, I had my children. They were in middle school. I said, look, this is what I want you to do. Please keep an eye on any children that are sick, that are not coming to school. You know, try to find out what their names are, and if they are coming to school and they have some health issues, see what you could find out. Well, my kids were helping me. I said, yeah, Dad, there's this one, there's this one, there's this one. Well, my personal friend who hunted on my farm, his son, Kyle DeLeer, ended up with Ewing sarcoma. And Kyle suffered for 2 years and died. And Kyle, that whole family, they were tremendous people, very smart people. All athletic. They all played football. They wrestled, and they lettered in every darn sport they ever played because that's how good they were. And it just broke my heart because I went to his funeral, and it just made me sick to my stomach.
Now, were you diagnosed with cancer?
No. I mean, I've had issues, but not cancer. Knock on wood. I had a lot of. My heart, I was starting to have heart palpitations, and I don't have a bad heart. I mean, I'm a hard worker, and I take damn good care of myself, and I'm a very physical person. But when they were on my property drilling, I was having heart palpitations. And I just thought it was the stress, because the stress and anxiety of what they're doing to your property, and you can't control anything. And you're fighting with them constantly, and all the time, the whole time, I knew the answers to all the questions that I would ask them because they had no idea I had a background in drilling.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I never used any drilling slang. So, but, you know, and again, you know, back, let's go back to Cannon Mack. I went to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and I was talking to Dave Templeton and Don Hopi, and I told them about the students. I said, there are 12 kids right now in Cannon Mack with rare cancers in our school district. Some have graduated. Some are still in school. And Greene County, south of us. I ran, when I gave Dave Templeton some references, here he ran into a gal through some of my references that I did not know. She was doing the same thing that I was doing, and she had 23 kids with cancers throughout the school districts in Greene County. Plus, I already knew several of the kids that have died from brain cancer.
Right, but now the cover-up, because Cheney, Bush, cover-up. All of them were involved in this, weren't they?
The state, our Department of Health, and our DEP, it was a ping-pong game. Because I told people, please call the Department of Health, and if they bounce you to the DEP, you know, document the dates and times, if you would do that, because it's important. Because that's what they would do. They would bounce it back and forth. Like, you call it the Department of Health, and say, well, no, you got to call the DEP. Plus, an epidemiologist that worked for the Department of Health years back quit. And there was another lady that worked there in Harrisburg. She quit because they knew what was going on. They were using buzzwords when a person would call in to report that they were sick or ill and having problems. Their water was, you know, whatever, you know, contaminated, or the air. And nothing was getting done. I mean, they were avoiding it, and they were actually just kicking the people to the curb. And if they would refer you back to the DEP would say, yep, you got to call the health department. I had a meeting. I had a secret meeting in Harrisburg with John Quigley, who was the secretary of the DEP at that time, and Levine, who was the head of the health department. And I said, I'm doing your jobs. I said, come see. Please come see. I said, you folks keep denying everything. I said, all you politicians just deny, deny, deny. I said, come see. I will give you a tour. Well, that never happened. Quigley ended up, John ended up, I think, leaving, or I think Governor Wolf let him go a few months later, because John got it. John knew what was going on. And it was no question, he just wasn't agreeing with what Governor Wolf was doing. Or I should say wasn't doing. Because Rendell opened the gates, did nothing, put money in his pocket. Corbett did nothing. He put $2.4 million in his pocket that we know of from contributions. Then we get Tom Wolf, and then we get good old Josh Shapiro, who I gave five pages of names and phone numbers to when he was the attorney general of people that were impacted because I was working with two of his lead agents, well, one of his lead agents. And they had like four or five grand jury investigations, and nothing ever got done other than they did find out that the Pennsylvania DEP wasn't protecting the people nor the environment. But nobody went to jail.
That's sad.
And then Professor Stoltz from Duquesne University, who I've worked with for years, he has over a few thousand water samples throughout PA, and he's, you know, has some from Ohio, people that have been impacted. You can't deny any of this. The pressures that they're using today, they didn't use years ago. And these are triples that they're using in Pennsylvania. And here's something else that everyone needs to know. They, back in 1984-85, there were four deep wells going down in Pennsylvania. This was all tight hole information. No one knew what was going on. Well, I worked on three out of four of those wells. Exxon was in Pennsylvania. Texaco was in Pennsylvania, which they sold out to Chevron. Pennzoil did one. And I think it was Arco or Amoco. I think it was Arco did one in Bedford. And you had a lot of contamination in Bedford County also. And I know people there that lost cattle, and cancer rates through the roof. They can't deny this because and Governor Wolf, they were supposed to keep a registry. The health department was supposed to keep a registry for cancer. They're not doing it.
Wow. And so you moved from Washington County, Pennsylvania, one of the state's most heavily fracked regions, which, by the way, I've been to. It's beautiful country up there. But the problem is the water, you can't drink it. I mean, it's contaminated. And then you moved to Iowa.
Yes, I moved to northeast Iowa. This is bluff country. And, you know, something that everyone else, a lot of people need to realize, too. Oil and gas and Big Ag are one. All the chemical fertilizers, Big Ag. Anhydrous, Big Ag. They use plastic for everything in agriculture now. Plastic bags, plastic wraps, plastic twine. I mean, it goes on, netting for the round bales. And that's all you see is, you know, you see.
I know it. You can't get away from it. Ron, I appreciate it. We're out of time for the break. And, we'll be back with Power Hour J, but Ron Gullup, you know, best of luck to you in your fight against this atrocity. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal... You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.